The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
Yo, we are with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman. Your WTBR 89.7 FM in the heart of the Berkshires. Bringing you water consciousness from here to around the world. Thanks for tuning in. Today is going to be more of a freestyle show. We'll be bringing you some news from Flint. How water is actually impacting mental health.
Will get thirsty.
And some other water goings on from the area. There's going to be a launch of a new project called the One Water Project that's happening on May 21st here in Berkshire County. Going to be bringing in solutions from here and around the world. How to deal with water. And you're listening to your Super Waterman. Super psyched to be here with you. Thanks for being a water lover. Check out the podcast on most of your major podcast platforms. Follow the Spotify playlist of water songs, also called And So It Flows. So just keep on flowing and keep on loving your H2O. Get a little music start up here with Jack Johnson, Drink the Water.
This time I know I'm bound to spit it back up. I didn't want this salty substitute. Just not going to do. I need some air. If I'm going to live through this experience, reminds me of a clock that just won't tick. I wanna wake up from this concussion. But my dream's just not done, I'm late again. It's just one of those bad days. Look outside and be careful what you ride. You just might find that you're out of time to swim offshore. If I drink faster than you can imagine.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Water Man, superhero ambassador for water. Super psyched to be here with you at 89.7 WTBR FM. If you just stumbled on the station, well, it's a station you want to know of because you can actually do your own programming here, whatever it is. It's kind of like an NPR station without all that NPR stuff, but it is locally supported, locally generated, and reaches quite a bit of people around the world, especially with all those podcasts. So you could look for the And So It Flows podcast, the only intentional water show on the planet. You could check us out on most of your major channels. You could also check out our All Water playlist, which we are using. It's on Spotify. You just had Wade in the Water with the Ramsey Lewis Trio and Ramsey Lewis himself. That's a great spiritual. And before that, we had Drink the Water with Jack Johnson. We're going to be bringing some water news right now. Let's go see what's right up there. This is in from Flint, from the Michigan Chronicle. Let's go over here to our screen. I'll read off a little bit about it. Let's go see where it's at. Okay, here it is. From the Michigan Chronicle, powered by Real Times Media. Flint's toxic water poisoned mental health too. And 10 years later, still no justice for the water atrocity that happened in Flint. And it's time that we end that. And that's talk a little bit more later about the One Water Project, which is really all about transforming being a victim of chemical stuff to being a leader. It's been a decade since Joyce Ellis McNeil learned about the water coming from the taps in her Flint, Michigan home was, in her words, poisoned. The anger and trauma in her voice still very much present. The other invisible crisis, the phrase post-traumatic stress syndrome, brings to mind individuals often linked to the diagnosis, a war veteran who's seen combat, a violent crime victim, perhaps someone who survived childhood abuse or a plane crash. Rarely do we connect a psychological disorder with turning on a faucet in the kitchen sink. Yet that's what Flint residents have experienced since April 25th. 2014, that's 10 years and 5 days, when the city registered its first complaints that the drinking water looked, smelled, and tasted foul. Research has shown that city residents suffer from an extraordinarily high rates of PTSD and depression as a result of the crisis, even though the water infrastructure is in the midst of a massive system-wide upgrade, they still don't know if it's safe to drink the water. Long-lasting mental health impacts, the collective stress from the uncertainty, researchers say, stems from a decade of quietly relentless stress related to the water crisis, from government misinformation and falsehoods about the extent of the problem, concern about how Flint's children have been affected by consuming lead-tainted water, and a range of illnesses from rashes and hair loss to young children with behavior issues and developmental delays. 10 years of news coverage portraying Flint, a majority black city, as poor, dysfunctional, and in perpetual crisis adds to the psychological distress, expats say. The PTSD and related depression in Flint manifests itself in a range of problems, including absenteeism at work and school, difficulty in personal and on-the-job relationships, higher than average rates of substance abuse, including alcoholism and illicit drug use. Sounds kind of familiar, same kind of stuff that's impacted the city of Pittsfield. And just to have a conversation about that sometimes needs some extra bravery. So that's why we have our show, And So It Flows, so we can have that conversation, because water is meant for everybody. Each and every. Including CEOs, including people who work, minimum wage, people who go to golf clubs, golf courses, and people who ski. Everybody deserves water. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And here's a little bit by our friend and former comedian, George Carlin, and may he be living a great life in the beyond.
And what happened in this country that now suddenly everyone is walking around with their own personal bottle of water? When do we get so thirsty in America? Is everybody so dehydrated they have to have their own portable supply of fluids with them at all times? Get a drink before you leave the house. And what happened in this country that now suddenly
for
everyone
a second
is walking
time,
around?
Well, maybe we don't have to listen to it twice. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Next up, a little boy, George, singing Underwater from his album, Underwater. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Put your feet in the water if you want to feel free. I love it when you shave your head and how you walk, that's very me. Flickering lights in your head, going from red to green. And I'm scared to cross the road for fear of what I'll see and feel. Truth is underwater. Tell that immigration lawyer this world belongs to me too. When I get there, will you show me your humanity? When I'm lying on the beach, will you feed me, Mother Italy? Oh, the goddesses of Greece, will you treat me like a queen or a refugee? Put your faith in the water if you're brave enough to brave the storm. The ocean is a ruthless lover, but there would be no tears without her. And what about the moon? The truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? You wanna know how small you are? Swim beside a killer whale. Oh, well. Snap, just drop in the ocean. Oh, no, no. So
Greta just start a commotion. Maybe the truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? You wanna know how small you are? Swim beside. When I'm lying on the beach, will you feed me Mother Italy? All the goddesses of Greece, will you treat me like a queen or a refugee?
Across the ocean, floating inside a dream. I drank to drown my sorrows, but now that I learned to swim. It's been too long since I felt so numb, my soul disgusted. I wasted all my wishes, wishing we could have been. Riding on the wild waves for the rest of my days, stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea waves, searching in the maze for gods to praise. Holy water, holy water, while you're rolling on my face. Holy water, holy water, save me. Holy water, you told me that the ocean never cries. When you take away my teardrops, every time you kiss my eyes, holy.
W again. and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal. Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Hey, rubber ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Ooh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, he's ticklish. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, playing a wonderful mix of H2O solution-based water songs. Really cool stuff. It just kind of flows with the mood of the day, which is kind of like the consciousness of water. It keeps on flowing, so you are really never stuck, especially if you get into the flow. We just had Rubber Ducky Ernie from Sesame Street. That is from the Sesame Street Splish Splash album. Before that, we had Holy Water by Clavia off the Holy Water album. Very awesome, deep song. And then Underwater by Boy George. Boy George goes back a ways, but boy, this is more recent. This is from 2022. Really deep. You know, what does it take to get deep? It takes an inquiry into water, H2O. You can't hide messes inside water because they will give themselves up. They will make themselves known. So if you put your garbage in there, the poisons in there, that ain't no good for the overall economy, mental health, issues like crime, issues like economic health and growth, because we all live within a water system, because the globe is 75% water, as we are, and we got some other stuff coming your way, but first, a little bit of a cough coming up, so I'm gonna get back to this waves here. We're back. Had a frog, amphibian in my throat there. So wanted to clear it out. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. You're listening to 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Then there is something happening on the 21st, all you water lovers. 21st of May from 6 to 9 p.m. there's a launch party for the new nonprofit One Water Project. It's actually going to be hosted by me over at Bondu. You can find out more about that place. Bondu, B-O-N-D-H-U. They're over in Berkshire County in New Ashford. It's going to be, we're going to be showing off some solutions to water issues. We're going to have a little bit of entertainment. What is the One Water Project? It focuses culture, arts, and science to solve some of the most intractable issues of our time with water. Because it's kind of like Curly said in that movie, The One Thing. Like, it's all about that one thing. What is that one thing? And without that one thing, like that one thing. And for me, the one thing is H2O. So looking to enroll you in that. So great to have you here with us. We got some more music coming your way. But before that, here's a cool quote. This is by Brian Jacques. Don't be ashamed to weep. 'Tis right to grieve. Tears are only water, and flower, trees, and fruit cannot grow without water. But there must be sunlight also. A wounded heart will heal in time, and when does the memory and love of our lost ones is sealed inside to comfort us. That's thanks for goodreads.com for bringing us that cool little water quote. They have a lot of great water quotes. Next week, we're going to have with us Carmen Story, who runs an aviary, which is for bees. She's a beekeeper. And the name of the episode, why don't you just wait one quick second. That frog is coming back. We're back. That frog is lodged in my throat, so I'll be getting a drink of water any second now. Take care of it. But Carmen's Story will be with us next week in an episode that we have called Bees and PCBs. So stay tuned for that. That'll be next week. So stay tuned. Looking forward to have you be a listener and a sharer of all things water. What's up next for a little bit of music? Water music, of course. This is Genesis. Firth of Fifth. Firth is a kind of like a fjord with, you know, big river with lots of hills nearby. Looks a lot like the Berkshires. But this is Genesis. Firth of Fifth, Selling England by the Pound. What happened? Oh, we're back. There we are. Enjoy. Live large. Love your water.
Sheep remain inside their pen, though many tribes Like a cancer growth is removed by skill. Let it be revealed. A waterfall is madrigal, an inland sea is sea. Songs urge the sailors on till lured by the siren's cry.
Thank you. Now as the river dissolves in sea, so Neptune has claimed another soul. And so with gods and men, the sheep remain inside their pen until the shepherd leads his flock away. The sands of time where we rode by, the river of constant change.
Storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah. Yeah. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Riders on the Storm, The Doors, classic rock from the LA Woman album. Before that, we had Firth of Fifth, also classic rock from Genesis, off the Selling England by the Pound album. Super psyched to be with you. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, bringing you all this H2O consciousness, this unending stream, this bottomless fountain of youth. You know, Ponce de Leon did think there was only one fountain of youth, but he was wrong. Each and every one of them is a fountain of youth. You know, especially if you drink, do cold plunges, all that. But do we treat it like the fountain of youth? That's the question I want to ask of myself. Do I treat my own water like a fountain of the youth? Fountain of the youth. You know, I say yes, but you know, you never always know, because each and every one of us go through life with a little bit of unconsciousness, and kind of like, we're kind of unconscious of the thing that gives us life. And are we even grateful for the life that it was given? All important inquiries that have a connection with water. And there is Splash, A Night for Water, happening on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. It's a nonprofit event, a launch party for the One Water Project, hosted by me, host of And So It Flows. One Water focuses on culture, arts, and science to solve some of the world's most intractable issues of our time with water. And you're going to want to love that. It's over at Bondu up in New Ashford. Super psyched that we're going to be organizing water lovers in this region to reach out beyond the region and see what kind of solutions we can come up with. Solutions. And looking for a really good poem, I'm going to go with this one. Let's see if we can. What can we find? We have, Ralph Waldo Emerson, his poem, Water. Let's go take a peek at what that has to say. And thank our Lord, our gods, whichever one you worship, and mine, myself as well. Ralph Waldo Emerson, let's thank Poetry Foundation as well. And this is his poem called Water. The water understands civilization well. It wets my foot, but prettily. It chills my life, but wittily. It is not disconcerted. It is not brokenhearted. Well used, it decketh joy, adorneth doubleth joy. Ill used, it will destroy. In perfect time and measure, with a face of golden pleasure, elegantly destroy. And that again was Water from Ralph Waldo Emerson. We got some more music coming your way. Thanks again for joining us. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have a really cool show with Carmen Story, who is truly remarkable human being, who is both a beekeeper and has stories of what happened over at Lake Nassau with her own personal story of what happened over there. So you want to stay tuned for next week, because that is going to be a piece of really great intentional water media. Super psyched. Let's see what's up next. We got some water music coming your way. We got a Caribbean queen, and this is a shout out to a friend of mine. Her name is Paris. This is for you from Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
The morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to. They won't answer, they can't talk.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
Thanks again for tuning in to And So It Flows. We'll see you next week on our next episode, Bees and PCBs. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, fool will get thirsty.